Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Mercedes in the Morning Show on the go. A lot of show in little time. Mix 94.1.
We've been hearing a lot about just the horrible, horrible things that some people in positions of power in Hollywood and Washington may have partaken in, things that they've done that started with the Harvey Weinstein accusations, like you said, moved on to Kevin Spacey. We have Louis C.K. We have so many people that just obviously don't understand the power of the word no, you know, or not interested. It's really ridiculous, isn't it?
Next hour, in the next dirt, I'm going to get into this Louis C.K. apology.
Okay. Because
he said something in there in his apology that I'm like, what guy thinks this way? Like, he was trying to apologize, but maybe it's just me. There's a line in his apology that completely blew my mind that he put that in his apology.
Well, I was more like, I don't know the line you're talking about, and I'm curious, but I was at least glad he acknowledged his wrongdoing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It doesn't take anything away. But mm-hmm. part of me was like, finally, someone who's like, yeah, I did it.
I made a mistake.
That he said, she said, and all of that. Now, it's one thing. I don't want to get into that because I want to get into something better. I want to get into something positive. Because over the weekend, this guy tweeted. It's so funny. It's at Bakun. I don't know who that is, but it came up on my feed. And I even responded to it because I thought it was so great. And this person tweeted, if anyone has any nice allegations against a celebrity, that would be great, too. Does a famous actor give good Christmas presents? Does lady comedian always smoke people out? Is there a nice allegation that you could make against a celebrity? Something that a celebrity did that was like, wow. How nice was that? 702-364-9400. You could also text us on the David Wilson's Toyota of Las Vegas text line at 21732. I loved reading the thread on this. There were so many great stories. Paul Rudd helped a friend of a friend meet someone after the show, blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of Paul Rudd stuff. There was Danny DeVito. There was a nice story. Lou Diamond Phillips stuck up for me against a really rude customer at a coffee cart I used to work at.
Lou Diamond Phillips!
How about this one? Kenny G would always tip $100 whenever I came to his house to fix whatever.
Whoa! Kenny G is a nice tipper.
It's time for Nice Allegations. 702-364-9400. What is your nice allegation that you have against a celebrity? Mm-hmm. We want to hear it. Will Forte is the kindest and best human I have ever met. Method Man rules too, and he smells fantastic. Do you have a nice allegation?
I do. I do.
I want to hear this.
Lionel Richie is a very nice man.
Isn't he, though?
We went, when he announced his residency, Mercedes and I got the privilege to go interview Lionel Richie, and we got there early. And we got to sit through TV interview after TV interview, everyone interviewing Lionel Richie. And every single person asked the same questions. Every single female reporter wanted to do a duet of Endless Love with Lionel Richie. And Lionel Richie treated every single person that asked him the question like it was the first time being asked that question. Every single person that wanted to sing Endless Love, he treated it like it was the first time. So he's like, you want to sing? Let's do it. And he would sing Endless Love. He was there for 2 hours, nonstop TV. We're talking national TV. TV, interview. And then he finishes, and we're the last ones, the radio people, to go in there. And it's like his eyes lit up. Like, it's the first time he ever did a radio interview. Amazing.
He's like, Mercedes, GC, how are you guys? And we're like, huh? What? Okay. Hi. Because you know, he was so kind.
We had radio. The TV equipment was set up because we had radio equipment. I had to carry. Remember, the recorder ran, and I'm bumbling. Mm-hmm. He's like, you want me to help you with that? Let me untangle that cord. Like, you're Lionel Richie. You sit down.
You sit down.
We'll take care of it. You're too nice. He was such a nice man.
Your nice allegation, 702-364-9400. Megan, who are your nice allegations against?
Shaquille O'Neal.
Okay. What did Shaquille O'Neal do?
When I was little, my uncle used to work for him, so he ended up taking my cousin and I to Wet n Wild, and then he would always give us money. He'd give us $70 and then say shack tax and take away the 20, so he'd end up with $50.
I love that shack tax.
Shack tax.
That is amazing. Megan, you just made my day. Thank you so much for calling. That's so fantastic.
You're welcome. Oh, a shack tax. Hey, kid, here's $40. Oh, shack tax.
Joyce, good morning. Who are your nice allegations against?
Hey, good morning, guys. Nice seeing you last Friday.
Always,
oh,
Joyce,
our
yes.
good friend. Thank you for coming out. It was so good to see you.
Nice. Always nice seeing you guys. My celebrity allegation is from Daughtry, Chris Daughtry. My son is in the Navy, and he was traveling to Florida. At the airport, Chris Daughtry came up to him and shook his hand and said, "Thank you for your service, man."
Aww. Just not unsolicited. Like, your son wasn't going up to him saying, "Hey, I'm a fan." He went up to him and thanked him for his service.
Yeah, my son didn't even notice that it was him. And then when he shook his hand, I'm like, oh, my God, it's Chris Daughtry. And then I asked my son, where's the picture? And he goes, I was charging my phone. My phone was dead.
Oh, that's a great story, Joyce. Thanks for calling. On our text line, Anthony Anderson is a good father. Saw him teaching his son how to wash his hands. Can't remember the casino. Nice allegation.
I envision the TMZ headlines. Anthony Anderson teaches kids to wash hands.
This one says, you didn't let JC finish his story about Louis C.K. about a line on his apology. No, he said he was going to tell
Next
us in the
dirt.
Daily Dirt.
8:15.
Yeah, he teased us on that.
To get a little bit later in the show in case there's kids listening.
Don't make mean allegations. I did not cut him off on that one. Let's talk to Christina. Christina, what's your nice celebrity allegation?
I was a waitress in the coffee shop at the Riviera. We had a little bus girl who was quite handicapped, and Joan Rivers found out she was getting married and gave her a beautiful bridal shower up in her very own suite, providing her with all the linens and everything she could need to start her new life in her apartment, and welcomed her whole family and gave her queen for the day treatment. It was just a blessing to see such a humble, wonderful thing.
Oh my gosh, that is incredible. And why is this stuff not making headlines? Like, why are we not hearing about these things? This is what should be in the news, right?
Christina, do you have more than one celebrity story by chance?
No. Well, I have a few, but none of them are nice. Only that one.
Yeah, we want to keep it to nice allegations.
Welcome back to Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Over the weekend, my wife was in a horse show in Palm Springs, so I was driving out there, and I was taking the back way, and just a beautiful ride out there, and I'm driving through Yucca Valley, just a beautiful day on Friday afternoon, and that's when it hit me, that one of the wonderful benefits of being a woman. Man, oh man, ladies.
Just one of them. There's many of them.
There are many, but there is one that just jumped out to me because I had to use the bathroom. Uh-huh. I stopped many times to use the restroom on the way out there. And I pull over, and there's a Subway. So I pull in the Subway, and I go inside. I'm like, I'll buy a bottle of water, and then I'll use the bathroom. And so I go in there, and go up to the men's room, and the thing is locked. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I really got to go. And there's the ladies' room, and I can tell it's like a one-stall thing. It's a go inside and lock it. It's not multiple use. So I'm like, I'm going in. I'm going into the ladies' room. I got to go bad. So I go into the ladies' room, shut the door, turn the lights on, and it's like, ah.
Was there someone in there?
No.
What was it? Ah.
Flowers.
Oh, is that your happy song?
Yeah.
That was a scary song. That was like a horror movie.
No, that's like Hallelujah.
All of a sudden, I heard like the girl from like The Ring standing there like, that was terrifying.
No, those are angels calling. Like,
that was angels? Oh, gosh.
Do I have an angel sound effect?
Yeah, angel sound effect does not sound like.
Those were the trumpets of angels playing trumpets.
Go to my Bible quiz. That's where I did the.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
When did Mercedes give me that Bible quiz? I need a hallelujah.
I'm just kidding. We get it. I'm just nitpicking you.
But so I go in there, and there's flowers. There is like a beautiful like red paint. It's like painted nicely. There's flowers. It smelled wonderful. I kid you not. I swear the paper towels were softer than the men's room.
Are you sure you weren't in the men's room?
No, it's ladies. Men's room, it looks like, okay, we're lucky there's paint on the walls. We're lucky there's a paper towel. There's never hot water. Lucky if someone flushes. I went into the women's room. It was heaven. Absolute heaven. And maybe this is just the Subway ladies' restroom in Yucca Valley. But I'm sure it's all over the place. Ladies, your restrooms are so much better than the men's restroom.
I would disagree. Well, first of all, I think one of the benefits, that is not one of the benefits of being a woman, because the benefit of being a man is that you don't even need a bathroom. You could just find a bush and just go right there. You know, you could just go hide behind a tree. We have to find a bathroom.
Because if you try, you can go behind a tree.
Oh, no. I mean, not unless you want your shoes to get it and your pants. It's a mess. It's a mess. But women's bathrooms are disaster areas. They're more disgusting than men's bathrooms, I would venture to say. You guys have, I mean, you have a couple of issues here and there, but women are slobs.
We don't have flowers in ours. There were flowers inside this restroom.
Okay, that's nice. But that's probably to mask the smell and to distract from the dirtiness, because we do not clean up after ourselves. It is
women's
terrible.
Restrooms are dirty?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, serious. It's bad news. I don't know what it is. Maybe we feel like if it's a public restroom, we can be a little dirtier, but I don't know. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Jocelyn, women's bathrooms, nicer or messier than men's?
Oh, man, they're messier.
We're disgusting, JC. I hate to break it to you.
Let me reset my story. I walked into that ladies' restroom in the Subway in Yucca Valley, and this was it.
Oh, that's much better.
Like, what is this?
Do you have the other sound effect? Because I maintain that when you walk into a women's restroom, it's like this. It's disgusting.
No way. No way, sister.
Hey, Billy, good morning. What do you think?
I used to be a janitor at one of the local casinos, and by far, women's restrooms are way nastier.
Yeah, it's true.
Way, way worse.
You speak truth, Billy. I can't defend it, but we are just, toilet paper everywhere, not flush toilets. You know, that whole, if you sprinkle when you tinkle, be neat and clean the seat. No one abides by that, apparently.
How are you getting it on the seat?
JC, envision this, okay? Do you have a sprinkler system in your front
yard?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you know how it...
Yes. Out.
Okay, instead of just a watering hose, which is like direct...
Uh-huh.
It's like the sprinkler system.
But the sprinkler's pointing down. It's not like the sprinkler's above in the sky.
It's like a shower.
But it's below it. How does it, like,
get up? Sometimes you stand up and maybe there's still, like, you know, that residual you know. I'm telling you. Ask a woman. Brandy, women, dirtier or cleaner?
Way dirtier. I'll use the men's restroom actually, like, frequently because there's such long lines in the women's restroom. And it is always cleaner in the men's restroom anytime I use it.
Yeah. You don't know how good you have it there, Jason.
Are flowers a common thing in the ladies' restroom? Brandy, have you seen flowers in the women's room before?
In my experience, no. It sounds like you just happen to get that one really nice bathroom.
Yeah, that's like a unicorn. You know, that you don't see that very
often. That's how they do it in Yucca Valley.
Andrea knows why women's restrooms are dirtier than men's. Andrea, why is it?
Big secret, that's not a secret. We always take our kids with us because they can't go in with their dads, and whatever they do gets everywhere. There's no flowers to mask it.
Yeah, you're right. It's those little humans.
It's the rugrats.
They are the ones that mess it up for all
you're
of us.
You're the kids.
You hit the jackpot on that one, restroom, and I'm glad that was your experience. Just don't ever use the restrooms here, the women's restrooms here, because they're...
If we went in right now and I took a photo of the men's room and you just took a photo of the ladies' room, as long as there's no one in there, and posted them side by side, women's room, hands down the winner here.
No.
Oh, it looks like a bomb went off here. Someone needs to train the men in this building how to use a bathroom.
I hate to break it to you, but back in the day, I switched the signs. And so you've been going into the women's restroom all along.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.